Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. We join Alan J. Huth as he shares Bible passages and comments from over 30 years of his personal Bible reading journals.
Today we finish the book of Joel with chapter 3. I'm going to read the 21 verses of Joel chapter 3. For behold, in those days and at that time, when I restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather all the nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will enter into judgment with them on behalf of my people and my heritage Israel, because they have scattered them among the nations and have divided up my land and have cast lots for my people and have traded a boy for a prostitute and have sold a girl for wine and have drunk it. What are you to me, O Tyre and Sidon, and all the regions of Phoenicia? Are you paying me back for something? If you are paying me back, I will return your payment on your own head swiftly and speedily, for you have taken my silver and my gold and have carried my rich treasures into your temples. You have sold the people of Judah and Jerusalem to the Greeks in order to remove them far from their own border. Behold, I will stir them up from the place to whom you have sold them, and I will return your payment on your own head. I will sell your sons and daughters into the hand of the people of Judah, and they will sell them to the Sabians, to a nation far away, for the Lord has spoken. Proclaim this among the nations. Consecrate for war. Stir up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am a warrior. Hasten and come, all you surrounding nations, and gather yourselves there. Bring down your warriors, O Lord. Let the nations stir themselves up and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there I will sit to judge all the surrounding nations. Put in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Go in, tread, for the winepress is full. The vats overflow, for their evil is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon are darkened, and the stars withdraw their shining. The Lord roars from Zion, and utters his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth quake. But the Lord is a refuge to his people, a stronghold to the people of Israel. So you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who dwells in Zion, my holy mountain, and Jerusalem shall be holy, and strangers will never again pass through it. And in that day the mountains shall drip sweet wine, and the hills shall flow with milk, and all the stream beds of Judah shall flow with water, and a fountain shall come forth from the house of the Lord and water the valley of Shittim. Egypt shall become a desolation, and Edom a desolate wilderness, for the violence done to the people of Judah, because they have shed innocent blood in their land. But Judah shall be inhabited forever, and Jerusalem to all generations. I will avenge their blood, blood I have not avenged, for the Lord dwells in Zion. In 1991, I read all of Joel in one day, and I wrote several things, but I'll just highlight one part of what I wrote that day. I wrote, obedience to God causes his blessings. Ignoring him allows the natural course of destruction. 10 years later, in 2001, I read Joel all on the same day, and I wrote in my journal, God is always there begging us to return to him, and when we return, he returns his blessings. Why do we walk away and suffer so? And another 10 years later, in 2011, I read Joel all on the same day, and I wrote concerning chapter 3, God alone judges all the nations. In the end, Israel will stand as others fall away. Joel finishes off his book with hope for Israel. He also reminds all nations that have come against Israel that he will judge them, but Israel shall stand. Let's look at the first opening verses of chapter 3. For behold, in those days and at that time, when I restore the fortunes of Judah and Jerusalem, I will gather all the nations and bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and I will enter into judgment with them there on behalf of my people and my heritage Israel. Certainly, throughout the Old Testament, God judges his own people, but he also preserves them and restores them. And Jerusalem, Israel, the nation of the Jews, will be there in the end. But he also judges all the nations that come up against Israel. In chapter 3, he mentions Tyre and Sidon and Philistia. He also mentions Egypt and Edom. And the last verse of the chapter says, I will avenge their blood. Blood I have not avenged. If he judged all the nations that came against Israel in the past, don't you think he will do the same today? He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He reminds us in verse 14, multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. Yes, every nation that has come against Israel shall be judged. And the chapter ends with great hope for Jerusalem. Verses like 16, the Lord roars from Zion and utters his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth quake. But the Lord is a refuge to his people, a stronghold to the people of Israel. Verse 17, so you shall know that I am the Lord your God who dwells in Zion, my holy mountain, and Jerusalem shall be holy. Verse 18, and in that day the mountains shall drip sweet wine, and the hills shall flow with milk, and all the stream beds of Judah shall flow with water, and a fountain shall come forth from the house of the Lord and water the valley of Shittim. Though the book of Joel opens with devastation from the locusts who have destroyed the produce of the land, the book finishes with overflowing blessings from the Lord. In between, Joel gave Jerusalem a choice. Return to the Lord and he will return to you. That choice is the same for us today. We started, Joel, by looking at chapter 1 and saying that some of you might have been suffering economic judgment. You were encouraged to return to the Lord so that he could return his blessings to you. That choice was theirs. That choice is ours today. Unfortunately, those in Jerusalem did not make that choice. Jerusalem was eventually destroyed, and the people were carted off in captivity to the nation of Babylon. My prayer is that that will not happen to you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this short book of Joel, the prophet who proclaimed your word in Jerusalem. People were suffering economically, and you reminded them why. You brought the locusts. You destroyed the land. You wanted their attention. You wanted them to return to you. And you remind us in the book of Joel that you are a God slow to anger. You are a God who calls people back to you, a God who will restore if we will just return to you. May it be so for Ad Bible listeners today. May you be our refuge and a stronghold to each one of us. May you dwell within us like you promised to dwell in Jerusalem. And will you make us holy like you say you will make Jerusalem holy once again? Thank you for your expressions of love in the book of Joel. We give you thanks and praise. Amen.